姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers, sisters, and friends.
今天是一个特别的日子，
Today is a special day.
是纪念主耶稣基督降生的日子。
A day we celebrate and commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ.
感谢主，截至上周，我们花了4次的时间，对旧约圣经哈该书，做了以建造上帝的家为主题的系统学习思想和分享。
Thanks to the Lord, we finished our four-week-long sermon series, Building God's Home, based on a book of Haggai from Old Testament last week.
大家还记不记得，在上周借着哈该书最后的一节经节，也就是2章的23节？
Last week we slew the verse 21 and in the second chapter in Haggai.
我们看到上帝将带领被掳回归以色列民的领袖人物，也就是当时的省长所罗巴伯的身份，做了一个历史性的扭转。
We saw how God transformed the identity of Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, leader of the returned Israel exiles.
在21节的时候，上帝嘱咐哈该说："你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯。"
In verse 21, God told Haggai, "Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah."
结果到了23节，上帝亲自跟所罗巴伯说话。
However, in verse 23, God declared and promised to Zerubbabel himself.
称他是我仆人，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯，我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。
He told him, "My servant, I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you."
大家知道吗？上帝对人的这样的应许，特别是对那些非常看重血统、非常注重家谱的犹太以色列民而言。
I want to underscore that
是多么的重要，是多么的荣耀的事情。
How significant and honorable this promise must be to Israelites who value lineage and genealogy greatly.
更重要的是，拣选确认了所罗巴伯为大卫后裔的身份。
Most significantly, God affirmed Zerubbabel's identity as David's descendant.
是原本遭到咒诅，从犹大国王被掳，王国灭亡以后，断绝了犹大国王他们王朝族谱，在所罗巴伯身上得以延续。
He maintained the messianic line through Zerubbabel,
使得大卫的王朝不会断绝。
And also foretold the genealogical lineage of Jesus Christ through David,
最终预备那位君王的到来。那位君王是谁
？And prepared the coming of that king，
就是主耶稣基督
，Jesus Christ。
所以说到犹太人注重血统，注重家谱。
Now that we mentioned how Israelites highly regard lineage and genealogy，
那有一个最典型的例子，就是在他们第一批被掳回归的人群中，有几个祭司家庭的代表。
An illustrative example was recorded in Ezra, according to which three priest descendants approached the governor.
因为他们知道他们祖上是祭司，他们兴冲冲的呢，就找到省长说，要求分给他们担任回归以后担任那个尊贵的祭司的职位。
They knew they are descendants of priests, so they approached the governor and asked for priesthood positions.
结果怎么样呢
？What happened？
我们来看一段经文，《以斯拉记》2章有记载，61节说，祭司中哈巴雅的子孙、哈格斯的子孙、巴西莱的子孙，因为他们的先祖娶了基列人巴西莱的女儿为妻，所以起名叫巴西莱。那现代中文给里边解释的是，巴西莱祭司族的祖先娶了基列人巴西莱族的一个女人，采用了他岳父那宗族的名字，所以这三家的人在族谱中 查询自己的谱系却寻不着，因此算为不洁，不准供祭司的职任。省长对他们说，不可吃至圣的物，直到有乌灵和土明决疑的祭司兴起来。
We can see in verse 62, they searched for their family records, but they could not find them, so were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor ordered them not to eat any of the most sacred food until there was a priest ministering with the Urim and the Thummim.
对古代以希伯来人来讲呢，族谱是他们最最重要的凭证。
Genealogy is a very important credential in traditional Hebrew culture.
若他们不能够证明他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔子嗣的话，
If a person was not able to prove himself as a descendant of Abraham,
他们便不被认为是真的犹太人。
He or she could not truly be a Jewish citizen.
其结果是不单他们会遭受排斥，而且也无法全面地融入犹太人的社会中间去。
They are excluded and they are not able to participate in all of the aspects of Jewish life and culture.
这也是为什么我们在圣经中能看到不少的家谱记载。
That's why we saw so many family lists and genealogies in the Bible.
那我想请问大家，有没有人在第一次读圣经的时候，无论你是从旧约的创世纪开始，或者是从新约的马太福音开始？
A quick question: Why you are reading the Bible? Whether you start from the Genesis in the Old Testament or the Gospel of Matthew from the New Testament?
读到那些一长串家谱的时候，你能不能一字一句，而且不会感到头疼的，一个名单不落的读下来，有没有？
How many of you have read these genealogies without dropping a word?
还是很快一翻到以后，就过去了。
Or you just skip them.
在我们今天纪念主耶稣降生的日子，
On this day of celebrating Jesus' birth,
我们就一起静下心来试试看，从马太福音一章一到十七节所列出的耶稣基督的家谱中。
Let's be still and take this opportunity to explore the genealogy of Jesus Christ from Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 to 17.
看看我们能够探出些什么秘密来。
Let's try to find what type of a mystery we can find out.
马太福音一章一到十七节，血统的传承与救恩的来临，耶稣基督的家谱。
Inheritance of lineage and the coming of salvation, the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
那在开始的时候呢，我先请大家注意一下第十七节的经文。
I want to direct your attention to verse 17.
马太福音一章十七节，这样从亚伯拉罕到大卫共有十四代，从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时候也有十四代，从迁至巴比伦的时候到基督又有十四代。
Thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah.
经文再次非常清楚地将耶稣基督的家谱划分为三个阶段，也就是三个十四代。
The scripture plainly divided Jesus Christ's genealogy into three sections.Three sets of 14 generations.
那我们今天就从这个三个十四代的延续和传承展开我们的秘密探索之路。
Let's start our sojourn according to these three divisions.
那他讲到第一个十四代是从亚伯拉罕算起的。
The first set of 14 generations started from Abraham.
那既然是从亚伯拉罕算起，亚伯拉罕在旧约中被称为什么呀？被称为什么？信心之父。
Since we start from Abraham, who according to the Bible was known as the father of our faith.
那我们就称着第一个十四代为始于信而得应许的十四代。
We can describe the first set of 14 generations as a generation that started from faith and received promise.
马太福音一章 一到六节的上半部分。亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄。犹大从他玛是生法勒斯和谢拉，法勒斯生希斯伦，希斯伦生亚兰，亚兰生亚米拿达，亚米拿达生拿顺，拿顺生撒门，撒门从拉合斯生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar, Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David.
凡是读过新约圣经四福音书的弟兄姐妹和朋友们可能还记得，除了马太福音之外，另外还有一卷书里边有一个长长的耶稣基督的家谱。哪一卷书啊？哪卷书？
If you have read all four Gospels at the beginning of New Testament, there is another genealogy of Jesus Christ.
在路加福音里边
In the Gospel of Luke.
那历史历代以来有许许多多的圣经学者神学家对这两份家谱做过深入仔细的探讨和研究。
Traditional biblical scholars have studied these two genealogies and put forth various
他们发表过不同的研究结果和见解。
They put forward different theories and their understandings on these two genealogies.
那我们今天在这里不去过多的展示对比这两份家谱的异同。
Today we will not get down to a detailed comparison between these two genealogies.
但是请大家相信，上帝之所以兴起四位作者为我们记录下耶稣基督他道成肉身降世人间三十多年他的言行事迹。
I want to emphasize that.God, through the four gospel accounts from four disciples, each one started and arranged the factual historical data of Jesus.
一定有他的美意所在。
God has his own purpose of presenting himself in this way.
其实圣经中许许多多我们人类啊，穷其一生，甚至说是历史历代，也弄不明白有许许多多的奥秘。
There are so many mysteries in the Bible that surpass its all understanding and transcend the reach of human thought.
只有将来我们回到天家与耶稣基督会面的时候，亲自向他讨教。
We may only comprehend them when we meet and ask Jesus himself in heaven in the future.
那在整本圣经的最后一卷书是启示录。
The last book in the New Testament is the book of Revelation.
作者是耶稣基督在世所选的十二个门徒中，当时最年轻的一个门徒。
The book of Revelation was written by John the Apostle, the youngest among Jesus' twelve disciples.
也是耶稣基督最喜爱的，在耶稣基督被钉的时候，唯一一个陪伴着玛利亚一路跟随到十字架跟前的门徒。
The disciple whom Jesus loved.And the only disciple witnessing Jesus' crucifixion standing under the cross in company with Jesus' mother Mary.
据说也是最后一个十二个门徒中最后一个离世的，所以我们称他，习惯于称他老约翰。
Christian tradition holds that he outlived the remaining apostles.
那在使徒约翰年老的时候被罗马皇帝定罪，曾经被流放到希腊海的爱琴岛。爱琴海的一个巴摩岛上
，John was banished in to Patmos, a small Greek island in the Aegean Sea, during the persecution of Roman Emperor.
那上帝在那个岛上引导他，哇，看到了天上的宝座。
On that island, John was led by the Holy Spirit and saw the throne in heaven.
你看，在启示录四章六七节描写到。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活像狮子，第二个像牛犊， 第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
Book Revelation, four. Also in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had a face like a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle.
那使徒老约翰在拔摩岛上，他所看到的，恰巧和古代以色列人被掳前不久的时候，旧约先知以西结在异象中所看到的四活物，他们的脸面的四种形象非常相似。
John's vision in the island Patmos paralleled the vision of Ezekiel, a Hebrew prophet before Israel is being taken into captivity by Babylonians in the Old Testament era. Living creatures in their visions have similar facial appearances.
那有圣经学者呢，就研究发现上帝宝座前四活物的不同形象，恰巧彰显了耶稣基督他那四方面的特性和美德。
An early biblical interpretation has been to equate the four creatures as the four cardinal virtues of Jesus Christ.
而且发现这四活物的四种脸面，正好呢和四福音书所展示的四个方面的主题相吻合。
In addition, the likeness of these four creatures reflects the four primary roles of Messiah Jesus revealed in the four Gospels.
马太福音，狮子面，基督是君王；路加福音，人的面，是人。
In the book of Matthew, so Jesus was revealed as a lion, a king, and in the book of Luke, he was revealed as a perfect man.
如果沿着这个线路来认识耶稣基督的家谱的话，我们可以看看在马太和路加福音里边两份家谱的，我们简单的看它两个特点。
Based on these interpretations, let's get down to the scriptures in both of those two genealogies.
你看在路加福音开始和末了记载的这个一长串家谱中，他这样讲到，说耶稣开头传道，年纪约有30岁，依人看来他是约瑟的儿子，约瑟是西利的儿子。一直追到最后呢，38节说，以诺士是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是上帝的儿子。
Luke chapter 3, verse 23. Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. He was the son, so it was thought, of Joseph, the son of Heli. Verse 38, the son of We know the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God.
所以路加的家谱呢，是描写耶稣以人看来是人的儿子，到最后结束，亚当是上帝的儿子，强调这个儿子人。
This genealogy provided by Luke started by recognizing Jesus as the son of Joseph and ended with Adam, the son of God.
并且我们在翻看路加福音的家谱中，一个一个名字数下来的话呢，你看到里头相当一部分人的名字，在新旧约其他的经卷中，可以说是名不见经传，甚至没有提及。
Also, some of the names in the middle are left no trace in the Old and New Testament.
那这是否提示我们路加福音所记载的耶稣基督的家谱追溯到？人类的始祖亚当。
So Luke's genealogy of Jesus Christ dated back to the first human Adam.
他描写耶稣呢是人，是人子，是完全的人。
It describes Jesus as man, son of man, or complete man.
表示耶稣基督的诞生与整个全人类的救恩都有关系。
And therefore indicates that the birth of Jesus.Concerns the salvation of all mankind.
那我们再来看马太福音的家谱。
Let's move to Matthew's genealogy.
你看马太福音的家谱，他开始写到亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的子孙耶稣基督的家谱，最后呢第六节，耶西大卫王，从基督到王。
So in Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1, this is a genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. In verse 6, Jesse is the father of King David. So from Christ to a king.
强调耶稣基督他的君王的身份。
So the genealogy started by proclaiming Jesus as a Christ, the King, the Messiah.
因为基督的含义是弥赛亚，是受膏者，是与王直接有关系的称呼。
Christ means the Messiah, the Anointed, the King.
而且呢，马太家谱中的第二个十四代中所列出的人名，都是在旧约圣经记载中的有名有姓的以色列王国中的国王。
On top of that, all the names mentioned in the second set of 14 generations, in Matthew, were all Israel kings.
所以很明显，马太的家谱描写的是承继大卫为君王的那一位王中之王的狮子。
So apparently, the Jesus Matthew described was a descendant of David, the Lion of Judah.
是那位拯救者。
The Savior,
是那位救赎者
the Redeemer,
作为基督的身份的耶稣
our Jesus Christ.
那从刚才的四福音书的特征表我们也看到马太福音你看这个写作当时写作的对象马太福音的对象是犹太人
From this table we just saw we can find out the target audience of the Gospel of Matthew was Jews.
那所以呢，我们从他这种神学家、圣经学家给我们列出的这些呢，会引导我们来理解耶稣基督的家谱。
So this interpretation helps us to understand the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
所以这个时候我们就能够支持这种观点，马太家谱开始将耶稣基督和历史中犹太人的祖先亚伯拉罕和大卫连在一起的理由了。
A supporting proof would be Matthew's account of Jesus' genealogy, which traced back to Jewish ancestors Abraham and David.
那我想请弟兄姐妹们回忆一下，在创世纪中，圣经的创世纪中，自从上帝创造了人类的先祖亚当夏娃之后，曾经与亚当后代中的哪些人亲自交谈过上帝
Now if you recall the Genesis after the creation of Adam and Eve, to whom has God directly spoken?
在伊甸园里边跟亚当夏娃说过话
that what?
接下来是跟谁讲话接下来跟谁因嫉妒人类第一桩的谋杀案对
The first murder of
杀害弟弟亚伯的该隐，
跟
他说话
，murder his brother Abel。
再然后呢，上帝亲自跟谁有对话？到了挪亚的时候。
挪亚。
那从挪亚之后呢，就到了亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham。
所以亚伯拉罕是祖先两千多年前的人物。
Abraham was born 2,000 years before Christ。
在他75岁的时候，上帝亲自向他说话。
When he was 75, God spoke to him.
呼召他离开本地本族父家。
God called him to go from your country, your people, and your father's household.
要他到迦南美地去。
Go to the promised land of Canaan.
当时对亚伯拉罕来讲，许许多多是看上去绝无可能的事情上，那他呢？在他的身上体现了对上帝的顺服和信靠。
Abraham exhibited fearless submission and obedience to God under all circumstances.
所以在上帝面前，亚伯拉罕不单称为上帝，称他是朋友。
So he was not only termed as the friend of God.
而且上帝曾经先后几次跟他立约。
But also entered a covenant with God multiple times.
你看，在创世纪17章4到6节，上帝说：“我与你立约，要做，你要做多国的父。从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。我必使你的后裔极其繁多，从国度从你而立，君王从你而出。”注意这句话。
In Genesis chapter 17, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abraham. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you.
上帝几次给他应许？可是我们来数算一下，从经文里边我们看到，从亚伯拉罕本人，以及他的后代以撒、雅各、以色列支派、犹大他们等等等等，从他们的行事为人来看，包括亚伯拉罕本身，怎么样？
However, be it Abraham himself or his descendants, Isaac, Jacob, or Judah, or even the king of David,
都有这样或者那样，不尽人意、不尽上帝心意的事情。
they all displeased God one way or another.
包括到最后直接坐上了君王宝座的大卫。
Even the king David.
但是，即便是这样，上帝的恩典依然应许赐下。
Still, God promised.
那上帝曾经赐给大卫的应许是什么？
God promised to David.
撒母耳记下16章，你的家和你的国必在我面前永远建立，你的国位也必定建立直到永远。
Second Samuel chapter 7, Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever.
所以，请问弟兄姐妹，尤其是有些朋友开始读圣经的时候，说那上帝知不知道我们人得了恩典之后，虽然会信誓旦旦的做出遵守诫命、行公义、好怜悯的保证，但是仍不免会犯错，甚至犯罪。上帝知道吗？知道我们人的这些德行吗？
I want to ask you, brothers, sisters, and friends, does God know that we still would make mistakes and commit sin, even though we promised to follow His decree, walk His path with righteousness and compassion, devoutly while receiving His grace?
所以我们如果仔细地在数算这些家谱中的那些英烈们来讲，哇，我们只能看到一个结论，就是上帝对我们人的主权的应许是永远不改变的。
We can conclude that God's sovereign promise is unwavering.
那我们人类所得到那个自主的权利，而在行动上的回应，所面对的是奖罚分明。
He will reward and punish according to our voluntary responses.
那这就是我们将从马太家谱的第二个14代中所要看到的。
This will be further illustrated by the second set of 14 generations in Matthew's genealogy.
建圣殿却遭咒诅的14代。
The generation that built the temple but received a curse.
马太福音1章6节下半部分到11节，大卫从乌利亚的妻子生所罗门，所罗门生罗伯安，罗伯安生亚比亚，亚比亚生亚撒，亚撒生约沙法，约沙法生约兰，约兰生乌西亚，乌西亚生约旦，约旦生亚哈斯，亚哈斯生西西加，西西加生马拿西，马拿西生亚门，亚门生约西亚。百姓被迁到巴比伦的时候，约西亚生耶格尼亚和他的弟兄。
In Matthew chapter 1, verse 6, David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Solomon the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asa, Asa the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Jehoram, Jehoram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amon, Amon the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brother at the time of the exile to Babylon.
经文这里记载的是以色列民从亚伯拉罕他的家族式的族长时期过渡到大卫被上帝亲自拣选为国王的王国时期。
The scripture here chronicles Israel's historical transition from the patriarchal period in Abraham's era to the monarchical period in which God made David the king of Israel.
以及大卫的儿子所罗门王死亡以后，分裂成为南北国，南国犹大的列王。
Followed by a record of all the kings of the southern kingdom Judah after Solomon's death.
那根据旧约圣经的记载，以色列王国分裂之后，北国取名叫以色列国，南国叫犹大国。
According to the Old Testament, ancient Israel was divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom, Israel, and the southern kingdom, Judah.
那北国以色列先后经历了20个王，这20个王，他们在圣经里边被描写为全部都是行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。There
were 20 kings that reigned on the northern kingdom. They all did what was evil in the sight of the Lord.
南国据记载先后经历了20个国王。The
southern kingdom also had 20 kings.
那在犹大的历史中呢，除了其中有一位是王后篡位，他们不承认他是王。So
one was, among them there was a usurper king, who was not admitted.
最后一位呢是巴比伦王任命的，属于叔叔辈的西底家，他们也不认为他是王。
There was another king appointed by a Babylonian, so who was also not admitted.
所以在犹太人承认的18个王中，8个带领以色列人行耶和华眼中看为正的事。So
18 kings, only 8 of them led people of Judah to do what was right in the sight of the Lord.
其余的10个王，尤其是最后几任的国王，他们带领百姓任意的拜偶像。 建丘坛，交鬼，行巫术。
So the remaining 10, especially the last several kings, led Judah into sin with idols, high places, mediums, and spirits.
带领以色列民，带领犹大国民，行尽了耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Doing what was evil inside of Lord.
结果他们在不断的受到外敵的侵扰之下，终于在主前多少年啊？586年的时候，怎么样？So
after years of incessant foreign invasion in 586 BC,
列王记下24章20节，耶和华的怒气在耶路撒冷和犹大发作，以致将人民从自己面前赶。
2 Kings chapter 24, verse 20, it was because of the Lord's anger that all this happened to Jerusalem and Judah, and in the end, he thrust them from his presence.
在列王记下25章又有一段比较详细的记载，8到11节，巴比伦王尼布加尼撒19年5月初7日，巴比伦王的臣仆护卫长尼布撒拉旦。 来到耶路撒冷，用火焚烧耶和华的殿和王宫，又焚烧耶路撒冷的房屋，就是各大户家的房屋。跟从护卫长加勒底的全军就拆毁耶路撒冷四围的城墙。那时，护卫长尼布撒尼旦将城里所剩下的百姓，并已经投降巴比伦王的人，以及大众所剩下的人都掳去了。
In 2 Kings 25, we have a detailed description. On the seventh day of the fifth month, in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, commander of the emperor guard, an official of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He set fire to the temple of the Lord, the royal palace, and all the halls of Jerusalem. Every important building he burned down. The whole Babylonian army under the commander of the Emperor God broke down the walls around Jerusalem. Nebuchadnezzar, the commander of the guard, carried into exile the people who remained in the city along with the rest of the populace and those who had deserted to the king of Babylon.
原本至高气扬的以色列民曾经在外邦人面前耻笑他们是所拜偶像拜假神标榜上帝耶和华是我们亚伯拉罕后裔的独一真神的以色列人。
Think about those Israelites who used to be bloated by arrogance, mocked a Gentile's fake God, and bragged about their faith in Jehovah, the only true God of Abraham's descendants.
因着他们不听从先知的教训而背逆上帝。
They defied their prophets, committed sins, and defied God's name.
他们是上帝的名遭到羞辱。
They defied God's name.
上帝就借着他们所看不起的外邦人来审判他们。
God used Gentiles they despised to judge them.
使他们的国家灭亡，使他们的圣城和圣殿被毁。
He destroyed their nations as well as the holy city and the holy temple.
最终人民和财产遭到异邦人的掳掠。People
captivated, possessions taken.
使他们在外邦人面前成为笑柄，而失尽了面子。
And God made the Israelites a scorn, a byword, and a derision among the nations.
所以到这个时候，我特别不情愿讲下边那些话。I
feel reluctant to say the following words.
我们今天的信徒
，believers like us today，
我们今天所生活的这个被称为以基督教立国的国度
，who live in this country founded as a Christian nation，
这个曾经是世界经济科技最发达的国家和民众们。
This country who enjoys the most advanced technology and economic prosperity among all nations.
会不会不犹大国民的后尘而被上帝抛弃？
Will we follow the footsteps of the Israelites and get abandoned by God?
我看到了一份联合国裁军与国际安全委员会于2013年发布的相关数据。
According to the data from the United Nations Disarmament Commission in 2013,
你看这句数据里边, 自从二战之后,
since World War II,
发动军事行动的国家的次数, 军事发起国, 你看看这里边, 超级战争发起者, 唯有 729次。
So United States waged 729 wars during this period.
而且这个国度是二战后世界上唯一一个在超过 50% 的国家领土上介入过战争或准军事行动的国家。
United States was the only nation that had involved in war or paramilitary action in over 50% of the nations of the world.
让我们一起为我们自己 为我们所处的这个国度和世界向上帝发出祈求祈祷。Let
us call to our Lord for ourselves, for this country and for this world.
我想用一段就像被掳至巴比伦的但以理的祷告那样，我们来一起来祷告。Let's
follow the example of Daniel, who was exiled at Babylon and prayed to God every day.
但以理书9章7、8和18节。 主啊，你是公义的。我们是脸上蒙羞的，因我们犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民，我们可以加上一些名字，并以色列众人或在近处或在远处被你感到各国的人都得罪了你。正如今日一样，主啊，我们和我们的君王、首领、列祖因得罪了你，就都脸上蒙羞。 我的上帝啊，求你侧耳听，睁眼看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因为自己的义，乃是因你的大怜悯。Daniel
chapter 9, Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, we can add our any names here, both near and far, in all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you. We and our kings, our prince, and our ancestors are covered with shame, Lord, because we have sinned against you. Give ear, our Lord, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. We still have hope.
看从接下来的12到17节给我们展示的第三个十四代的家谱。
Next, verse 12 to 17 reveals the third set of 40 generations.
这是一个回归上帝得盼望的十四代。
The generation that returned to God and received hope.
马太福音1章12到16节，迁至巴比伦之后。 耶格尼亚生撒拉铁，撒拉铁生所罗巴伯，所罗巴伯生雅比玉，雅比玉生以利亚敬，以利亚敬生亚索，亚索生撒都，撒都生雅金，雅金生以律，以律生以利亚撒，以利亚撒生马旦，马旦生雅各，雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫。那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
Matthew chapter 1. After exile to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel is the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abihud, Abihud the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Akim, Akim the father of Elihud, Elihud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Mason, Mason the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called the Messiah.
第十二节经文中有三个名字是我们比较熟悉的。There
were three names in verse 12 that shouldn't be strange to us.
其实，在上周我们刚刚结束的哈该书最后一篇，上帝的恩典应许与人的心思意念中所提到的。We
mentioned them in last week's sermon, God's grace and man's hearts and minds.
那就是我们开始的时候被提到被掳至巴比伦的犹大王。 耶格尼亚，也就是约雅金。So
there were Jeconiah who was captured and brought to Babylon.
他的儿子撒拉铁和他的孙子所罗巴伯。His
son Shealtiel and his grandson Zerubbabel.
那耶和华上帝以他的主权的应许，是原本遭到咒诅的，也就是从约雅金王被掳、王国灭亡之后。 完全断绝的犹太国王的王朝家族。Jehovah
the Lord, on account of his sovereign promise, re-established the messianic link, which was disrupted by his curse on Judah kingdom when Jeconiah was captivated.
使这个家族得到延续。He
maintains the line.
的结果就是预备耶稣基督 以亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的子孙，基督、君王、弥赛亚、拯救者的身份来降生到这个世上。Consequently,
Jesus, as a descendant of Abraham and David, came to this world as our Christ, King, Messiah, and Savior.
大家注意到一个细节没有
？I want to call your attention to a pattern.
即使从亚伯拉罕。 到约瑟之前的经文都描写的是某某的父亲生某某的儿子。From
Abraham to Joseph, the scripture followed a pattern that described someone as a father of someone.
唯独到了约瑟之后改变了。This
pattern changed after Joseph.
雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那位称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。Verse
16, the Jacob, the father of Joseph, and the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
这里有什么含义啊? 父亲生儿子, 到了耶稣是母亲生耶稣。
What does this mean to us?
我们来看一节经文, 在创世纪3章14节15节, 耶和华上帝对蛇说, 你既做了这事, 就必受咒诅, 比一切的牲畜野兽, 更甚, 你必用肚子行走, 终身吃土。 我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, "So the Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel.'"
马太福音最后的这一句加福，是对早在创世之初上帝所发出的那个应许的应验。
So, this genealogy echoes with God's promise at the very beginning of his creation.
那位终将战胜魔鬼撒旦是女人所生的后裔，耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ, who will crush the head of the demon Satan, was an offspring of a woman.
最后还有两个地方需要稍微做一点了解。
In the end, I intend to share with you two things.
第一个呢，就是依照犹太人的一般的习惯，他们在家谱中，就在他们的家谱中是不可能出现女性的名字的。
First, it was contrary to Jewish practice to name women in a genealogy.
但是在马太福音的这份耶稣基督的家谱中，出现了几个女人的名字？几个呀？四个还是五个？除了玛利亚之外，还有四个。
In Matthew's genealogy, however, he mentioned the names of five women, four of them except Mary.
而这四个女人以母亲的身份在这份家谱里边出现。
They appeared as mothers.
况且仔细来推算的话，那四桩婚姻呢，多多少少都牵涉到某些不正常的婚姻关系。
Those four women were also involved in abnormal marriages.
但是最终都得到了上帝的赐福和肯定。
But still, they stand out as worthy of remembrance.
这是不是在提示上帝借着耶稣基督所带来的是普世的福音？
It implies that the purpose of Jesus' coming was to save sinners of the whole world.
耶稣基督的降生突破了男女之间、种族之间以及道德上所有的隔阂。
He bridges all gender, racial, and moral gaps and brings salvation to all mankind.
是为普世人类的救恩来到这个世上。
He came to this world for the salvation of all humankind.
这是一个。另外一个呢，需要大家了解的是，一直以来人们总是对马太福音这中的耶稣基督家谱中略去了不少的人名，而且又恰恰给他做了三个十四代，那么凑巧而耿耿于怀。
Second thing I want you to know is, concerns have revolved around Matthew's omission of names in order to achieve exactly three sets of 14 generations.
减少了那么多人名，又恰恰是三个十四代。
He skipped many names in order to achieve the three sets of 14 generations.
理由很多，但是其中有一个呢，最被广泛接受的理由呢，就是鉴于大卫他在犹太历史中的重要不可磨灭的功绩和位置。刚才我们都分享了。
Various explanations were suggested. The most widely accepted one involved David.
那作者呢？就独具匠心的以大卫的名字将三个历史阶段做了精心巧妙的安排。
Due to David's indelible achievement and significance in Jewish history, the writer ingeniously organized these three historical sections based on David's name.
你看大卫的名字英文的简写是什么 ？DVD.
The abbreviation of David's name in English is DVD.
而恰恰是他的希伯来名字的字母的发音的三个发音的缩写。
These three letters are also the abbreviation of David's name in Hebrew.
不看这个点和加是 DVD, Dalet, Vav, Dalet, DVD.
DVD.
David. 那另外呢？我们看22个希伯来字母的排列， 它是从右到左来念的。二十二个字母里边 ，Dalet Vav， 按照序数呢，刚好一个排列在第四，一个排列在六，四六四。
These three Hebrew letters represent numerical values of 4, 6, and 4, respectively, according to the.
是从它的名字在希伯来二十二个字母里边的排序。那另外呢，希伯来的二十二个字母，它从一二三四五六七八就是排下去，它每一个字母都代表一组数字或一个数字。
So according to the order in the Hebrew alphabet.
这是序数，一二三四五六七八九十一直到二十二，但是呢，每一个字母它都代表一个数字，在前十位都是一十，到了第十一位，它就变了。
So every letter represents, is represented by a number.
那无论是序数，还有它代表的意思呢，都是四六四 ，DVD.
Whether it is a standard number or ordinal number, they are all 464.
所以大卫 DVD 四加六加四等于十一，等于十四，十四又是七的倍数，那七三个七的倍数，所以七和三。在旧约圣经里边，在犹太人里边，他们是被视为完全的意思。
If we do the math, add them together, we get 14. And 14 is a multiple of 7. And 7 and 3 represent perfection and completeness in Hebrew traditions.
所以这就是三个十四代的数字和大卫的名字连接在一起的秘密。
This is a hidden secret between David's name and those.Three sets of 14 generations.
当然，我也更同意，三个阶段，它所代表的是人类灵性的三个阶段的说法。
I certainly do concur on the interpretation that these three sections represent three phases of human spiritual history.
人是照着上帝的形象被造，生来是尊贵的。
Phase one, man was created in the image of God.
第一个十四代，第二个十四代呢，所代表的是人以上帝所赐给我们的自由意志而背叛了上帝，丧失了我们尊贵的地位。
Phase two, man betrayed God and with free will and lost their nobility.
那第三个十四代呢，人唯有借着耶稣基督的救恩。才能够重回我们尊贵的地位。
Phase three, by salvation through Jesus Christ, man can gain nobility.
大家同意吗
？Do you agree?
Amen.
Amen.
圣诞平安，圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday.